We've got General Jack Keane on the line. He's a retired American four-star general, former vice chief of staff of the United States Army, and Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. Welcome back to Cats Tonight, General.
No, I'm delighted to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We hope it's a Happy New Year. You know, as far as I'm concerned, 22, we could just get rid of it, you know? Where do we go, General? Where do we go today? I mean, there's so many things we are going on. Ed Cox, you had a question before.
General, it's Ed Cox. There's several different outcomes, which I think you've laid out for the war in Ukraine. Now, that's about Russia. But our ultimate problem is China, long term. How do those different outcomes impact China and the way from the point of view, geopolitical point of view?
Well, certainly, yes, our number one security challenge long-term is China, for sure. That China and Russia are obviously connected because they entered into an official strategic partnership. I believe China and President Xi is probably somewhat concerned about how this war has gone, expecting a different outcome. The meeting that Putin had with him during the Olympics prior to the announcement of their strategic partnership, I'm sure he told him, told President Xi that this was just going to take a matter of days or weeks and it'll be over quickly. And that obviously has not happened. And Putin is now being accused of being an international war criminal and committing genocide. That doesn't mean that President Xi is going to walk away from this relationship, because their mutual interest is what brings them together, and that is authoritarian regimes who want to change the world order as it has existed since World War II, and therefore they're opposed to the United States and particularly Western democracies and other democracies as well. That is what will keep them together. I think President Xi is likely learning some lessons from what has taken place here. Certainly, the support that the United States and our allies has provided to Ukraine, the scale of it and the fact that it has continued rather steadfastly is something that he's paying attention to. Obviously, when it comes to Taiwan and the support that that could be rendered to Taiwan as well. And I think he's also looking at the impact of the sanctions and what effect they're really having. That's something that concerns him right now. And it's the number one reason why he hasn't provided military aid to Russia, even though he supports Russia, obviously, in a general sense, is because he doesn't want those sanctions imposed on him, particularly given the fact his economy is in trouble.
Let's put Putin aside and the relationship that's important to Putin with Xi and for Xi with Putin. Why would Russia geopolitically want to be the junior partner for a country that's 10 times its size in population, in economy, is growing faster, and covets it far east, and knows in the 19th century that Russia took away a good portion of China's northeast and China wants it back? Why would Russia want to be the junior partner?
Well, because Russia's economy, you know, is a one commodity economy, and they need a strong partner like that to help sustain them, not just geopolitically, but also economically. I mean, Russia has so many major problems, largest country in the world, and yet they only have 150 million people in that country, and they have a declining birth rate. If you're a male in Russia, you die 9 years earlier than you do in the United States, which is really quite staggering. So they have serious issues, and certainly this commitment to the war in Ukraine has listed a scab that has exposed a rather significant wound. We gave them credit for having a very competent military, and that certainly is not the case. They are a nuclear power, to be sure, and a formidable one. But, yeah, they need China much more than China needs Russia.
Yeah, but if Putin were out, because you're very embarrassed by a complete victory by Ukraine. There are people who are head of state planning at the State Department under Bush, W. Bush, and under Obama, who say that Russia would naturally gravitate to the West. Wouldn't that be a plus for the West vis-a-vis China?
Yeah, if something like that happened, but I think most of us who look at Russia, and if Putin goes as a result of his performance during this war, and he loses the political support of the elites around him, most of us believe that a strong Russian nationalist or ultra-nationalist would likely take over.
As opposed to the Western person, yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to leaning towards the West.
Well, Putin originally wanted to be part of the European community. And so President Obama, I think, sort of pushed him away. You were there, General, so I don't know. You were in the middle of that.
Well, I think what really happened to Putin, he was very frustrated with the former Soviet republics that so quickly after the Soviet Union dissolved began initially to align themselves immediately with the West and then eventually to become a part of NATO. Certainly, Russia was pushing back on those countries becoming a part of NATO and warning the West not to do that. But given the passion that those countries had and given they lived under communist rule for all of those years, they really wanted the security blanket going forward. They know full well that Russia under Putin is not a country to be trusted. And when the Soviet Union collapsed, Putin was not in power. Remember, there was a lot of chaos and confusion in the country during those 90s. And he came into power in 2000. And most of them began to move rather quickly towards NATO, knowing full well that Putin was likely to be very aggressive, and that turned out to be the case.
General, it's 2023. We got a minute left before we go on. What do you want to tell the American people?
Well, the United States is facing some of the most serious security challenges it's faced in some time, certainly since the collapse of the Soviet Union, with China, Russia, Iran, very aggressive, North Korea, a belligerent power with a growing nuclear arsenal, and radical Islam still out there as a threat. But certainly these security challenges, would, regardless of whether Republicans or Democrats are in charge, they are formidable. They're comprehensive, complicated, and every bit as dangerous as the bipolar challenge we had with the Soviet Union. So the Department of Defense needs a budget to support it. The American people need to understand the dangers and support the leaders and question the leaders going forward, you know, about their policies and whether they really are working and whether they're effective or not.
Well, thank you so much, General Jack Keane. And again, we wish you a happy and healthy new year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you. Enjoy
being
with you.
Happy New Year.